on the role of, you know, managing front of house and managing tour groups. So they were, so Malcolm, Glenbury Malcolm did a session on it yesterday, according to Georgina there. So that's a fantastic example of how you can use Second Life in one organization with different groups.
There's an island as well that I've only seen pictures of because it's a private island, and that's called Play to Train, and that comes out of the States somewhere, and they do all sort of emergency services training. They've got like a hospital and fire service, ambulance, and so they set up the whole island and they have different disasters. Actually, I've got the web address here. I might try and go to it, the website. It's called Play to Train, Idaho Bioterrorism Awareness and Preparedness. I don't know, it's quite kind of fancy, but you can get some, you can watch some really interesting videos about it, and it gives you a bit of an idea. So for instance, it has heart monitors, and you need to listen to the heartbeat and say, you know, what your diagnosis is. It's quite sophisticated, and they can have like a fire happening or, you know, a really bad hurricane. And so all this, okay, you've seen that, Steve, yeah.
Well, I'm going to just announce that in terms of the official time that was scheduled for this unconference session, we've come to the end of it, and Vance, you probably need to go downstairs and teach your class if you haven't already gone already. So I'm going to bail at this point. Obviously, the room's open. There's nothing scheduled for some hours yet, so people are very welcome to stay on and continue here. Bob, are you going to linger? Or what should we do from here? Over to you, Bob.
I just checked, and we still have the space for two more hours. I'm up. I don't mind staying if others of you want to stay. I know there are some that have come into this session a little late. If you desire staying, if you want to do what we've done with the first half here and put three or four subjects up that we talk about, we can do that. Or I'm open to whatever this group would like to do. This is an unconference, so the audience rules here.
Thanks, Bob. Well, I'll let people take it from there in a moment. Nina's saying she's pretty tired. Thanks to those who are here now and to those who came earlier and had to go for joining in my morning or late morning into early afternoon. I'd just like to take this moment to thank Bob for all the work he's done behind the scenes and creating the No Play space and getting together all those resources. And there's talk of doing something like this but over an extended period later in the year. So Bob, thanks very much. I think we've shown in these incipient attempts that the idea has legs. So again, thanks from me. I've really enjoyed it, this session and the one yesterday. And yep, feel free to linger and continue, but I'm going to move on to other parts of my day. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael. I really appreciate your assistance on my entire project. Jeff LeBeau, there's a note back here about, let me scroll back up to it and see if I can find it again, about a presentation that occurs in 30 minutes. Can you give that to us with your microphone, please?
Yes, sir. First, I just want to say how much I've enjoyed listening in. I've been processing some media and getting ready for tomorrow, but this has been a really great session. I see on webheadsinaction.org that the building bridges between cultures in conflict, which is about a project between Israeli and Palestinian students, appears to be rescheduled to start in about 30 minutes. This is the only information I've seen about it, so I'm not certain, but it's a possibility.
Do you know who the facilitator on that one was?
It is scheduled to happen in the discovery room, so no, I don't. All I know is the venue. It was supposed to happen, I think, almost like 48 hours ago, so I would assume it's in that same venue, but I'm not sure.
Well, once again, I'm going to put it to the group. I'm willing to stay if you want to keep talking. If you want to go and see what else is going on, you're welcome to do that. Whatever the group wants to do, I'm open to it. I'll let you discuss it among yourselves. Or we can stay here for another 25 minutes and then go to another section. Or, if you like, we can put some music on and we'll dance.
I wonder, Bob, is this chat recorded, or is there a record of it later?
I have recording turned on, I hope so.
I think what I was wondering is if the text is something. I'm not familiar with the archiving of Illuminate, but is the text something that we can reaccess, or is it the whole picture, everything that went on, I think? Is that correct?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure what the answer is. Let's see, who's here that might know that? Michael, are you still around? Are you listening at all? Yeah, at a minimum, I think Andy's got a good idea there to go ahead and highlight the text and copy it into a document form. Vance is here. Vance, we have the recording on for this entire session. Does that mean it's going to save the audio and the text and the whiteboard as well? So there's your answer, Lee.
Okay. I thought I recalled having seen one in the past where it was basically what we're seeing now, just relived. So that answers the question. So, Bob, have you determined if people are going to stay, and if so, what topic they'd like to discuss?
What we did in the last 2 hours, we just kind of opened it up. Let me go ahead and let's see if I can, I hope I'm doing this right now. I'm going to go ahead and clear this screen. No, wait, let's do this. That's not right. Let me go back. Let's go to here. Now we've got a clean whiteboard screen. What we did before is, We waited for everybody to gather around, and then we decided what areas they wanted to talk about. And then we selected a few, and we just divided the time up and let people talk for, well, I think our sections in that case were about 25 minutes each. Some ran a little longer than others. I think we had four subjects that we talked about, and I think that worked fairly well. We're welcome to do that. Did you have some area that you'd like to talk about? for those of you that are leaving, thanks so much for coming. We really appreciate it. We hope you'll, I hope that you'll log in to the noplace.ca Moodle. There's a lot of resources there on how conferences are put together, the technology behind them. What you participated in was sort of experimental. I'm sure we're going to be writing about that for a while. It'll kind of explain what we were doing for the entire conference. And we're already talking about doing another one in the fall. It will be a whole weekend long, all on conference with no designated speakers. It'll be your conference. You can talk about anything you want to. And we're hoping to get some support from some larger groups that'll come back and help sponsor us for that. It looks like I've got Carl, Daff, Jeff, Lee. Well, I spoke too soon. Two of those left already. Still got Carl and Jeff and Lee. Are there areas of things that y'all would like to talk about? And I'm seeing Google Sketch down there. Was that a suggestion? This is what we did in the previous group, is that if it was something you had an interest in or some knowledge about and you wanted to start the presentation, that we let you take ownership for it. So if you want to talk about Google, those that are still with us can add comments. I'm not really sure how many are still here. I think Michael is one of the session leaders, and I don't know that he'll be back. I think he's probably gone. But we've got Georgina, Jeff, and you and myself. That's four. I'm not sure how long we can talk, but we can go as long as you want to go.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I suppose for me the biggest thing to sort of point out here is that I'm working towards more and more Drupal type sort of day-to-day type application to use for me. Starting to think about generating it as my main squeeze, so to speak, for my classroom. And I just wanted to point out that I really felt that it helped me pull this conference together. I haven't been as able to attend as much as I wished, but for the time I've had to that I wanted to come in, to be able to go to the Webheads in Action Drupal has been a really tremendous help, and I really like the fact that I'm so comfortable with accessing data from there. I know Jeff has been instrumental in organizing that for this event, and just, you know, hats off to that fantastic work there, Jeff. You know, for me, it has really, really, really helped me. I think it helps me because it conglomerates the information very well. And I know the hours it takes to do it, so hats off to you for that. But just the application as well, I think it's something that people haven't really engaged in much, in, you know, yet. But I think that I'm definitely going to be going there, I think, to try to be my main portal for about everything I do. Just a little mention. In answer to your question, I teach computer literacy or computer technology to, it's a first level high school credit class. It's actually eighth grade. And I teach that at this time. And I also teach banjo. So those two things.
So have you used Google SketchUp, or are you thinking of using that? Is that, was that the gist of why you brought that up with me? Has anyone else used Google SketchUp? I've used it quite a bit and used it with young people.
You know, I've done a couple of workshops on Google Tools, and SketchUp is one that I've not done. We've had a speaker come in and do some sessions on Google Earth, which have been very entertaining. And one of the things I know he does is he helps his students learn to draft buildings on SketchUp and then places them in various places on Google Earth map, so that they're literally downloading their buildings onto the Earth somewhere of their choice. I'm wondering if that's something similar to what you're doing.
Jeff, I was just talking to Wadka here, and I can't remember where about you're located. Why don't you just tell us where you're located?
I was just trying to find a picture. Yeah, it's I've used it mainly just for doodling, really, 3D doodling. It's it's just such a really easy tool for people to begin to use. Essentially, you've got different shapes, like a rectangle or a circle, using the drop and drag. I've done this with 4-year-olds, actually, just showing them. You drag it out, and then there's another tool whereby you can stretch it up into 3D. And so immediately you've got like a cube, which is the basis for building, the basis for...
She said it's about 15 minutes now. In actual fact, you said she would be here sooner, but she's not. Oh, there she is now. Okay. Elaine, hi. Good to see you there. Nice to see that you're there. I'll pass over presenter rights in a moment to you, and you can take it from there. Are you going to run your video? Do you want to put your webcam on? Here, Elaine is getting ready. Sounds like she's shuffling the furniture around.
And hi, good morning, Elaine. Everybody.
Hey, Elaine, good to see you again.
You too. How's your weekend going?
Excellent, really good. Just very quickly, because I didn't get a chance to finish off when you finished your session the other day, I take it you want us to record this, or you're going to record it yourself?
No, could you record it, please? Then it goes straight to...
Okay. Okay. All right, well, yeah, we'll do a recording.
Fine. Okay. No, we just that we asked our session to begin at 4:30 because we had to get children off to school. We have school today. On Sunday we study, and I just got my son out, so I'm here, and Asma Miri will join us at the time of the session, which is 4:30 GMT. So we have a few more minutes. But who's with us? Vatka, do you want to say good morning to everyone?
Yes, let's just introduce. I'll just tell you, Vatka is sitting in. This is a friend of mine who is just an observer on this. So
nice.
I've asked him to mute his microphone. I don't know if you want to... If you do want to say hello, you can get a chance to talk to him. Jeff LeBeau, you know, is with the Convergence itself, and he's doing a recording of the audio, so an audio stream. and we'll record the presentation itself. Now, I see that you've uploaded your materials. I had already uploaded them for you. So
no, I haven't uploaded anything.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I've got it up twice, so I'm going to take one of them away.
I can only set it up once. Okay.
No, okay. Well, I've got it up twice. So, You can see the PowerPoint presentation, yes, and your two.
Oh, very cute. Very cute.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep. There we go. So, I'll take that down in a moment. That's just a little bit of my sense of humor.
Let me very take that nice.
Let's take that away. There we go. Alrighty. Elaine, are you expecting other people? Have you publicized the fact that you're doing that? You're repeating this. Are you expecting anybody?
Yes. Well, it was. People did get a notice, and it is on the schedule. So, but it was. We advertised it for 4:30.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, then we'll hang on for other people to come in.
Where's Jeff? The other Jeff speaking to us from?
I'm not really sure. He's doing the audio stream. I've asked him to identify where about he is, the location that he's in. So I'm not sure of. I'm not sure myself. Somewhere in the States, I think. Jeff, can you give us a? There he is.
He said he's from Bow. What's NH for my ignorance?
New Hampshire in the USA. So there it tells you. There it is. Okay. He's just
New Hampshire. Sure. Thank you very much. Can you speak, Jeff, to have a microphone?
No, Jeff is probably not going to
speak. I'll say a quick hello just to let you know my audio for some reason does not work in this environment because I have my computer rigged so I can capture all the sound on the computer. So I sit mutely by, but I'm very interested in listening to your presentation. And this will be automatically archived. The audio will be up in less than 2 hours and remixable as anyone would like.
Jeff, the reason for the audio going up is that people can just listen to the audio and not have to watch the whole of the recording for the session?
Right. So if people want to put it on their MP3 player or listen as they're driving, they have that option.
Poor things. Sure accident. Okay. Well, we're waiting for people to come in. Okay. Jeff, don't you find it difficult editing this stuff afterwards? It just seems to be so complicated the way you have to do it.
When we produce our own...
Jeff with a G.
Oh.
Jeff with a J, by the way. I asked if you had to be called Jeff to archive these events.
Okay, well, I'm gonna answer that. Yes, it is. It's not so much difficult as it is time-consuming to manage these recordings, as I'm sure Jeff will agree. But it's just something. Hopefully it only gets done occasionally, once or twice in a year, and we don't have to...
I know, but I'm trying to do it from our last conference, and I'm finding it... I know I have the instructions, but it's very difficult. You have to download this from the server, and you have to put this in this file, and then you get going. Okay. And then you want to put it in three parts. I couldn't work out how to do that, and how to sort of divide it up. But anyway, I have to try it again today.
Well, that's exactly right. It's not that easy. It is really time-consuming. I suppose only once you get used to all of the things that can be done.
And then they change the stuff. And then they change the instructions of how to do it, right?
Yeah, that's about right. That's about right. Yeah. Yeah. Elaine, I was going to I'm just going to make sure that you can get your material up there.
Yes.
Do you want to just try and bring up the first slide?
Yes, I need presentation rights. Oh, thank you.
Oh, cool.
We still haven't checked the spelling.
There it comes.
Yeah, we still have to check the spelling.
Oh, okay. We didn't change that at all, I guess.
The thing is, if you're Jeff, even though you don't have the Jeff with the J, even though you don't have audio, and Wadka, your friend, can you please vote, because the voting comes up on the voting will come up on the recording of the session, and it will be noticeable that no one voted, and when people see the recording, they have no idea what the audience answers. And if you remember the correct answer from last time, give your previous answer. Thanks, Jeff. But maybe people will come in. You never know. It's not a good time, though. I think Australia, it's fine. In the States, it's like 11:30 at night on the East Coast. And Europe, it's too early. So, Jeff, you're in here twice. Jeff with the G and the Discovery.
Yes, I am. That's just so that I can help control what's happening. It's always a good idea.
Yeah. Mm. Jeff said there wasn't much notice about the change. That's right.
Okay, yes.
Right.
Yes, I'm not okay, sure that, you, you know, as you said,
said you can see the clip
awkward
as well.
Time in the States. Yes, I want you just to try that. You want to do that?
I just put up an empty slide and say we're beginning when we're beginning.
Elaine, I'm going to make a suggestion. When you play the clip, or when the clip is finished playing for you, you need to wait a little while, or at least, if you like, I'll give you an indication. It doesn't play at the same speed for everybody. It's going to play much quicker for you than it will for other people, because it's already in your cache. You've played this a number of times, and so it loads much more quickly for you than it does for the others. So you need to.
So last time when I continued speaking afterwards, it had already, it hadn't yet finished. It doesn't really matter. I just want to get the hang of things.
Correct.
Okay. Fine. And if they don't close it on their computer, it begins playing again and again.
I'm not sure. If you want to hold on, I'll tell you, because it's still playing on my one computer. This is how much longer it may take on...
Well, I'd stop mine in the middle.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, it's still playing for me. It hasn't finished yet. I'll let you know. So just to give you an indication of how long it takes for this to play for somebody else. So we're about three quarters of the way through on the other computer.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously this
kind of... Maybe you'll give me a sign when it finishes, when we're actually...
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll send you a little private note, or I'll put up an emoticon. It just means you've got to keep a watch on that. If I put up a thumbs up, will that help you?
That sounds great.
Okay, so there it's finished on the other computer. And it doesn't, just to let you know, it doesn't start playing automatically. You can restart it, so they have, but it will stop on its own. Okay. Now, are you still expecting Miri and Asma, is that right?
Right, but they'll be in at 7:30, hopefully. If not, I'll begin, and they come in a bit later.
Yeah, they've only got a couple minutes to go.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a problem getting in. The Java kept stalling the computer, so Evidently, I uploaded it and it hadn't uploaded, and I kept having to put the computer off. I was worried I wouldn't be here.
Now that's interesting that that should happen to you, because you use Interwise, you know, I assume fairly often, and it's your
every day, right?
Righty, and it's your version of Interwise that's being used here. So because Interwise is on your computer, you're using a different version to probably the others.
Yes, but yesterday I was in a very interesting session on using Operation 11 live. Live television, and there they asked for a more a different version of Java, a different version of Flash, and I said yes, and that's what happened.
Okay, I see, and that may have changed the version that each of these applications use. It wasn't yesterday that you were there, was it? It was Shabbat yesterday.
It was last night, late last night.
Oh, okay.
It was 12 in the night this time.
Alrighty. Well, if you wanted, I don't know how pressed for time you are, or if you wanted to start straight away, or if you want to wait a few more minutes for Miri. You know how we spoke about the trust for Gavriel that you set up, and the Australian contribution.
Right.
Do you know the name of that trust, or?
It's called the Gavriel Fund, and a lot of people in the community gave to it.
Well, I'll tell you a really strange coincidence, because when I finished talking to you on your session, I went off to shul, and I sat down next to the person who managed that fund, because I happened to mention to them that you and I had this discussion.
And oh, that's so funny!
They, in fact, were the trustee for that particular fund. Can you believe that? Uh-huh. How's that for a coincidence?
That's amazing. Amazing. This bit has to be edited out, by the way, Jeff.
No, we haven't started recording yet.
Honestly, well, the other Jeff might have started recording. That's so funny.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's up to you. Whenever you're ready, we're ready.
We're streaming live. Oh, dear.
Well, not quite yet. I'm waiting for you to...
No, but Jeff told me. The other Jeff told me he's streaming live.
Oh, I see. Streaming live. Okay, lovely. Well, I hope everybody understands what this is all about.
Okay, so I think it's worth it to wait for them. Now, the other thing is...
Okay. Are you in touch with them?
We had some very good questions in the last session, and we'll put them in this session. We try to remember what they were, so we can relate to them at the end of the session.
Okay. Are you...
Hi, Carla.
I was about to ask you something, and I've forgotten what it was. Give me a moment to think about that one. Nah, I'll come back to you in a minute.
Hi, Carla. We're just about to begin. Where are you from? You just speak into the microphone. We can hear you. And if you don't have a microphone, you can use the send a note feature up on the top. I'm from Brazil. What's the time in Brazil? Fine. So it must be very late at night by you.
Yes, 12:30 for Key West. There it goes.
Good for you, staying up.
Carla, I wonder if you can just let us know whether you've got a microphone handy, just so that we know whether to expect a response from you or not. So if you've got a headset or a mic, you were in Moira's presentation yesterday. So I think you would have got an opportunity to look at the controls and understand what they are. You don't need any talk key. You don't need to hold down a control key or anything like that. Do you want to just let us know whether you've got a microphone available?
That's one of the disadvantages,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Well, there you go. Well, you don't want to wake everybody up. Okay.
But they've got, you know, they have earphones. They don't have mouth phones yet, right?
That's right. That's true. although Carla's husband maybe should go to sleep with the earphones on.
Right. I'm just going to take a minute just to phone my colleagues and see when they'll be in. You see, though we're three of us are doing this session, each one is from a different area. It takes me just over 2.5 hours to get to where Asma is recording from, and 3.5 hours to get to where Miri is. So it's faster to give them a phone call just to see if they're just on the way, and then give me another minute, and then we'll begin.
So I remember now the question I was going to ask you is whether you're in touch with them with Instant Messenger or Skype. Aidan, hi, I see you've managed to come in today. Welcome. Can you just let us know whether your microphone is working? You want to just say hello and tell us where you're from? Aidan, you don't need to use a control key. There's no talk key. It's an open conversation. So you just have to talk and we can hear your microphone. Aidan, can I just...
Okay.
Go on.
Sorry, where is Aidan from?
Well, I've asked Aidan just to say hi and introduce herself and tell us where she's from, but we also...
Taiwan. I can see on the screen. I've got on the screen. Welcome.
Okay.
One of my colleagues is having difficulty getting in. There seems to be a problem with the... from home working with Interwise. It immediately goes into our Interwise and won't agree to go to Australia. So
Elaine,
I'm going to begin.
Elaine, if you like, the reason that that's happening is they're using the shortcut to my Interwise off their desktop, and that's going to take them into your normal room. What she should do is go via the link that Moira gave her. I'll put it up on the screen if you like. And if she goes
to
this link,
it'll
take us straight into the room.
Let me just phone her and tell her that. Okay, 1 second.
Aidan, while Elaine is doing that, in order to talk, you just have to talk to us. Your microphone is alive. Just talk to us. Just say hello. You don't have to hold down any key or control key or anything like that. Just talk to us. Just say hi and tell us you're from Taiwan.
Hi. Oh, this is cool. I was trying to look for, you know, the key thing or something, like how does this thing work? This is so cool. Anyways, hi, I'm Aiden. I'm from Taiwan, and it's nice to be here.
Excellent.
Hi, it's great to have you here, too. No, it's fine. Miri's with us, and Asma will be here any second. Hi, Miri. Say good morning to everyone.
Hi, Elaine. Good morning to everybody. I had some problems connecting because it tried to go to the ICC in Israel, but after doing it 10 times, my computer decided to go here, so it's okay, I'm here.
And Asma is also with us, you can see her on your screens. Hi Asma, good morning. Asma, we can't hear you. Asma, the microphone's not working. No. We can see the microphone sign next to your name, but we can't hear you, Asma. I'm just trying to check. Thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to begin our presentation. And I welcome everyone. We've certainly got people around the world with us today. Our topic is called Building Bridges Between Cultures in Conflict. And we're trying to explain what we mean by this. But as you can see on the picture, we have people from different cultures. We're working with students in teaching colleges, and what we've tried to do, and each of us represents a different culture in Israel. I represent the religious Jewish culture. Miri teaches at a secular Jewish college in Israel, and Asma teaches at a Muslim college in Israel. And we're going to give some first of all, give some background about the situation, but in order to make the whole thing much more interesting, we have some questions for you. So this is the first question, and all we'd like you to do is to answer A, B, C, or D to question number one. And the question number one, and obviously we don't expect you to be experts, I think you have to hear enough about Israel on the news, but it's a very confusing situation here. It's very hard to understand what's actually going on. And so this is the first question to see, give you an idea. And as you can see, you can answer A, B, C, or D. So if you'd like to answer what you think. The conflict in Israel is A, religious, B, territorial, three, ethnic, and a conflict between East and West, and D, all of the above. Okay, I think everyone's had a chance to answer. I'm going to share the results with you. And as you can see, I think most of you should get the results. Three of you said B, which is the most popular answer, thinking the conflict in Israel is territorial. One said C, and two said D. And actually, the answer is, in fact, D, all of the above. Some people write all of the above because... yeah, right, that's the correct answer, D. Some people write all of the above because if you have better multiple choice questions, that's the best answer. But what's going on in Israel is probably the most complicated situation between conflicts. It's not just as in Ireland where it's people speaking the same language. Here it's much more complicated, and if we have time we'll explain a bit more about it. Now we're going on to other issues. What percentage of the population in Israel is in fact Arab? And here we go again. We're going to give you the four choices. I just have to write them in as I'm speaking, so it does take me just a bit longer to put in the A, B, C, D. But it's worth it to get for this presentation to be interactive. I suppose those hearing it on audio have got no idea what I'm talking about. So I'll read out the list so you know what's going on. Okay. The question is, what percentage of the population in Israel is Arab? And the possible responses are A, 50%, B, 35%, C, 20%, and D, 5%. I'm talking about Israel, the state of Israel. Okay, let me share the responses with you. And again, most of you said B at 35%, and the answer is actually 25%. So let me go back to the presentation and okay, this is the answer was C. And now in the response, the actual answer, the figures from last year, there were 5,333,000 Jews living in Israel, and the Arab population is 1,387,000, which amounts to 20% of the total population in Israel. If I go to the next slide, Asma, you have to take over. We can hear you now.
Okay, thank you, Ilian.
Can you make it a bit louder, Asma? Can you make your microphone a bit louder?
Yeah, hello, good morning. Ilian, give me please the presentation right so I can change the slide.
So, Asma, again, can we make your microphone a fraction louder? I'm putting up my loudspeakers.
Okay, good morning. I hope you hear me now. It's okay? Okay. Now I'll speak about the Arab minority in Israel. I think that from your response from the previous question, what Irin have asked about the percentage of the Arab in Israel, most of you have a wrong answer, and this is just because most of the people in the world don't know about the existence of Arab-Palestinian here in Israel. Since the establishment of the Israeli state in 48, you know, the territories here is just like this. In the 48, on this tile was established the Israeli state, and here the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And this tile, of course, were Palestinians at that time. And this minority, which is which we talk about it today, this is in this territories, and not the Palestinians in West Bank and Gaza. This community makes up 1.5 million. So you know this this complex political situation, of course, is very, very hard for the Arab-Palestinian minority. And this, of course, they found themselves in different conditions and conflicts in this situation. They have, of course, identity crisis on the one hand, they live in the Israeli state. On the other hand, they belong to the Arab-Palestinian nation, which is both of them are in a conflict situation. Of course, there is an additional difficult condition: the language. The mother tongue of the Arab-Palestinian minority in Israel is Arabic, and the official language, which is used in all governmental bureaus and higher educational system, is Hebrew. So, of course, the difficulties of language exist also. The third condition, difficult condition, is the geographical separation of the Arab and Jews here in the state. On the one hand, they belong to the same state. On the other hand, they live separately. And the last, the last difficulty that we mentioned here, of course, is the discrimination because of the political situation. The Arab minority here suffer of wide gaps in different socio-economic aspects. I think this overview, of course, it is not enough to understand the situation, but it is enough to understand the complexity and the difficulty of making such a project, a project that we are representing here. Back to you, Elaine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Asma. Okay, and now we get going with a few more questions to continue our understanding of the situation. I think the difficulties in conflict is often over what nations want, what people actually want. And this is very clear here in our next slide. If you ask Jewish Israelis, what is peace? What do you think they're going to answer? A, that it's a negative peace, the absence of violence. B, positive peace, cooperation, harmony, commerce, and mutuality. C, structural peace, equality, independence, and sovereignty. And D, all of the above. Let me just send the question to you. Okay, everyone's answered. Now I can share the answers with you. Most of you thought all of the above, because you probably thought when you have all of the above, it has to be the right answer. And let me just go on with the presentation, and then we'll get back to the actual results. Okay, the next slide asked us the same question if we're talking about Palestinian Israelis. And let's see what you think they think. Again, so I have to write this in again, so bear with me. Okay, can we have your results? Very intelligent audience here. From the results coming in. Okay, it's not fair that Asma that you write the correct answer because it mixes up the the results. Okay, let's go on, and I can show you that again. Many thought it was the above and or negative piece, but in fact, if we look at the results. From the research done in 2002, that's a few years ago, but the whole concept of negative peace, which is the absence of violence, as you can see, the brown color is what is the most important thing for Jewish Israelis, whereas structural peace, equality, independence, and sovereignty is the most important thing when we're talking about Palestinian Israelis. We can see that. I just use this so you can see. Back in here. This is this one here, okay? That's the Palestinians. Now, this section here, which is what most of you thought should be the most important thing, cooperation, harmony, commerce, and mutuality, the results were low. The other issues are more hot. For the two different populations. So I think just from this you can understand what's actually going on, and even solutions to conflicts are problematic because people are looking for completely different things in a in a situation. So, okay, now we've spoken about the Arab population, we've spoken about overview views of what peace is, but there's a third population, it's the population that I represent in this presentation, and it's the religious population. I don't know if you have any idea about this in Israel, but we often hear about this quite verbal population. So your question is here, I think we're on question number 5. What percentage of the population, of the Jewish population, and so I'm not all talking even about the, not concluding the Palestinian Israeli population, but the question is what percentage of the Jewish population is in fact religious? Okay, Carla, waiting for you. Have a guess, even though you've probably got no idea. Okay, I share the results. Most of you thought that it was much higher than it was, but it's only actually 25% of the population. 23%, sorry, the answer is C. Okay. But let me tell you just a little bit about this population. In Israel, we have three separate parts of the Ministry of Education, each with their own departments, their own people working for them. One is the secular, one is the religious, one is the Arab sector. So the religious section has their own separate education system, different political affiliations, and often living in separate areas and communities. And there's a lack of understanding between the groups. And I mean this group and the secular and the religious. What actually happens is according to the sector you go through in the education system, that's the only sector you get to meet. Even in the teaching colleges, they have three different types of colleges you can go to. Both for Asma, Miri, and myself, are heads of information technology in our teaching colleges. And our students, without the work that we're doing, would finish their courses in the college, become teachers, go into the schools and teach with stereotyping, everything that's acquired over the years. And knowingly or unknowingly, they put these their ideas onto the children they teach throughout their many years, we hope, of teaching in the schools. Now, just before I move to Miri, I wanted just to give the theory that our material is based on. We've used the contact theory, the contact hypothesis. Here's sort of an update version of it. Pettigrew and Tropp, which say in the right conditions, contact could reduce bias between groups. They mention as necessary conditions the long-term contact between groups rather than individuals, between people of equal status, supported at an institutional level, and based on cooperation rather than competition. And the next slide shows exactly what's going on in Israel in the education system. As you can imagine, through from what we've given you, information about the figures, that the secular religious section is the biggest section. And we have the Arab sector here. And then we have the Jewish religious. And the other sector is the independent education in Israel. So we're talking about bias between these groups and trying to reduce bias by making connections between groups. And what we've learned from the contact theory, we've tried to adapt to what we've called the distant contact model, which is the model that Miri Asper and I developed. And let me give you just in a nutshell what we're talking about. We're again talking about equality of status and collaboration. The idea is that welcome all new people here. I hope you can catch on, but if you have questions, I'll be only too pleased to fill you in. We're talking about equality of status and collaboration. Each one comes as a student in their own right, and they have equal status within the course. The course has to be supported, our project has to be supported by institutions. We started off the project with meetings with our three principals in our colleges, and we got them convinced this is what should be done. And to support the project. The project is over a year. We know we can't make sustainable results in a very short time of period, so it's over a year. It's based on collaboration. You'll see soon what Miri will explain. We work in groups, small groups, one from each college, and we work center-wise. We'll explain that in a minute. And here's the difference, how we're using the internet to try to reduce bias between groups. The thing is, the groups would never meet. They would never meet, and if we invited the three groups, they wouldn't come. Well, my population wouldn't come. So the connection is gradual. We start on the writing level. We start where we can't see each other. We start when there's less fear of what we're doing, trying to do. So first comes the writing, then we add the voice through interwise sessions when everyone can hear each other. Then we have the collaboration when I work in small groups together, doing original projects. We're working on in interesting areas, which are relevant to teacher educators all over, wherever they come from whichever culture. And then we move to the face-to-face. We feel that we are convinced that this gradual process, through this gradual process, through using the internet, we're able to reach our aims of teaching the internet, teaching skills of the internet, and at the same time reducing bias between groups. So I hope that's clear. And Miri, over to you. Thanks, Carla. I'll just go on with the slide, Miri, until you join in. Students would experience online collaboration learning with different populations they'd never normally meet. This is quite nice, it's a summary of what I've been saying. Students will be proficient internet users. Now, the course we're teaching is advanced internet skills, so that's what we're trying to do. Students will be able to integrate the internet in their teaching because it's a course in teaching colleges, a pedagogical course. We're teaching them how to actually use the internet when they teach afterwards. Students will be able to develop and adapt online material. And students will participate and be exposed to inter- and multicultural education. Okay, now Mary.